Yeah. You know, there was a trend that says a good manager can manage anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you understand the business, right? Well, I didn't subscribe to that, and I think everybody else has said that's not necessarily right. But that seemed to be the trend, and I was concerned because I did not understand the electronic warfare business. All right? I didn't know those part of the Air Force customers. I didn't know their technology, right? So I was concerned. But, you know, Harry said, "I want you to do this." And I said, "Well, okay." So the first thing I did was to get their chief engineer, and I said, "Hey, you're coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to spend 2 hours every day, and you got to get me up to speed so I understand what the hell it is you're talking about. You know, otherwise, how can you ever make a decision if you don't understand it?" So, yeah, that was a watershed change in my career. I had not anticipated it at all. You know, I remember in 1990, I went to the Paris Air Show, and it was after the wall had come down and all that stuff. And the Soviets were there, and they had their MiG-29, I believe. Is that right? The MiG-29 there. And we were there, and I was really there as part of the electronic warfare group. And I get this telephone call. We were at our booth, you know, in the Paris Air Show, and get this phone call, and they say, "Hey, Bill, it's for you." And it's this guy comes on, and he says, "Hey, we'd like to meet you." I said, "Well, okay, who's this?" "Well, we're from the Soviet delegation." And I said, "Oh." And he says, "Yeah, we'd like to get together." "All right." He said, "I'll show you the MiG-29 radar." I said, "Oh, cool." You know, because we had fought against that all these years, right? My whole career. And so I had this meeting with the guys. There were about eight or nine of the Soviet engineers or whoever, you know, and just me. You know, I didn't have any of my radar guys with me. I was all EW guys.
Right.
And so we had a very interesting conversation. They knew that I had managed the B-1. They knew that I had worked on AWACS. They knew what papers I had written. All right? So I was absolutely astounded. They knew who the heck I was, you know? I didn't know any of them, of course. And they were asking all kinds of questions, of course, which I could not answer. But they did show me the MiG-29 radar. And it was then that I realized how far ahead we really were of those guys. All right? You know, they had been painted as, you know, 10-foot giants, right? Well, they weren't close, you know, to what we could do. But, and it was, I found it fascinating that they knew all this stuff, but it was all my radar background.